Hello, this is Rich Walker, and this is the Antichrist series, part 2, audio 1, Understanding the Mystery of Iniquity. Our primary points for understanding are as follows. Number 1, the spirit of Antichrist is dedicated to the promotion of the lie that Jesus is not God. 1 John 2, 22-23. Number 2, the spirit of Antichrist and the mystery of iniquity are the same thing. 1 John 4:3, 2 Thessalonians 2, 6, and 7. Number 3, the mystery of iniquity opposes the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy 3:16. Number 4, the Holy Spirit in the church restrains the mystery of iniquity or spirit of Antichrist, but not entirely. Number 5. The Holy Spirit in the church promotes the mystery of godliness. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. And number 6. The mystery of iniquity is the doctrinal basis for Mystery Babylon. Revelation 13:1, Revelation 17:3. As we see here in these 6 points, the spirit of Antichrist and the mystery of iniquity are 2 descriptions of one concept. The spirit of Antichrist is a product of the era following the incarnation of Christ. In order for there to be a spirit of Antichrist, there must first be a Christ. Thus, we see the term Antichrist and a doctrine surrounding it introduced by an apostle, namely John. Another apostle, Paul, introduces us to the concept of the mystery of iniquity in 2 Thessalonians, which is the only place where the mystery of iniquity is mentioned. The mystery of iniquity is identified as a Christ-opposing force that is restrained by the operation of the Spirit through the church. Now, it's more than that, and we hit upon that in our previous lessons, how it is identified with a lie, and that lie is that Jesus is not the Christ. But both of these concepts, the mystery of iniquity and the spirit of Antichrist, share the same origin, which is the devil, and the same objective, the preparation of the earth for the end times activities of the devil. These two concepts differ only in emphasis. The one, the spirit of Antichrist, emphasizing the person of the Antichrist in the spirits of his human predecessors. And the other, the mystery of iniquity, the evil character of the movement and its objective of dethroning God. We need to realize that the mystery of iniquity is currently in operation. It's in operation now. Both Paul and John acknowledge that the spirit of Antichrist and the mystery of iniquity are at work in the world today. Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2:7 says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way." John says in 2 John 7, "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." Now, since the spirit of Antichrist or the mystery of iniquity are in operation today, we should be seeing their fruit today, and we do. In one way, the falling away predicted by Paul is just beginning to be seen. Now, once in the future, the restraint of the Holy Spirit is removed via the resurrection of the church or the rapture, then massive apostasy will take hold by means of concurrent satanic and divine deceptions. We also see today the outlines of a false church, which has a false Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 11:4, a false gospel, seen in Galatians 1:6, and a false spirit, also seen in 2 Corinthians 11:4. In this false church, the scripture is not inerrant. Its truths are just opinions that the reader can deconstruct and discard as he sees fit. Now, in the future, The mystery of iniquity is going to be unleashed after the restraint is removed. The full implications and intent of the spirit of Antichrist can be speculated upon based upon the revelations of Scripture, because the Bible reveals the character of life on earth after the church is removed. Here's a few of these characteristics. For one, there will be a heightened degree of spiritual deception. We see that in 2 Thessalonians 2. Second, there will be political upheaval resulting in massive warfare. We see that in Revelation 6:4. There will be an economic breakdown resulting in inflation and scarcity. We see this in Revelation 6, verses 5 and 6. There will be the onset of divine discipline or divine judgment resulting in worldwide cataclysms. We see that in Revelation 6, verses 12 through 17. There will be a mobilization of the entire world to implement the new world order called Mystery Babylon in its ultimate form, which is Revelation 13. So let's summarize the mystery of iniquity so that we can go forward to other things and eventually move back into a study of the appearances of Antichrist in Old Testament prophecy. Summary of the mystery of iniquity. In the present, the mystery of iniquity, which is the spirit of Antichrist, undermines the ethical, social, political, and theological basis of today's society with a false theology based upon the concept that Jesus is not God. The mystery of iniquity is also the theological component of Mystery Babylon. As we will see in lessons to come, Mystery Babylon is the evolution of the world structure, its political structure, its economics, its social engineering, and its religion into a society consistent with Satan's designs for his own New World Order. Mystery Babylon, as a system, is the thinking of Satan applied to human organization. Now, we will look at this more in the future, but I will repeat that last sentence. Mystery Babylon, as a system, is the thinking of Satan applied to human organization.